Never mind. I would go home and take an exceptionally long shower, and by the time I was done, time. It came into my mind unwanted and unasked. I had agreed to meet with Rita at right about now, according to my dashboard clock. And for what dark purpose? I couldn't know what went on in the human female mind. Why did I even have to think about for what at a time like this, when all my nerve endings were standing up and yodeling with frustration? I didn't care what Rita wanted to yell at me about. It wouldn't really bother me, whatever sharp observations she had to make on my character defects, but it was irritating to be forced to spend time listening when I had other, far more important things to think about. Most particularly, I wanted to wonder what I should have done that I had not done with dear departed Jaworski. Up to the cruelly interrupted and unfinished climax, so many new things had happened that needed my very best mental efforts. I needed to reflect, to consider, and to understand where it had all been leading me. And how did it relate to that other artist out there, shadowing me and challenging me with his work? With all this to think about, why did I need Rita right now? But of course I would go. And of course it would actually serve some humble purpose if I should need an alibi for my adventure with the little janitor. Why, detective, how could you possibly think that I... Besides, I was having a fight with my girlfriend at the time. Ex-girlfriend, actually. Because there was absolutely no doubt in my mind that Rita merely wanted to... What was the word we were all using lately? Vent? Yes. Rita wanted me to come over so she could vent on me. I had certain major character flaws that she needed to point out with an accompanying burst of emotion, and my presence was necessary. Since this was the case, I took an extra minute to clean up. I circled back toward Coconut Grove and parked on the far side of the bridge over the waterway. A good deep channel ran underneath. I rolled a couple of large coral rocks out of the trees at the edge of the waterway, stuffed them into my tote bag, which was loaded with the plastic, gloves, and knife, and flung the thing into the center of the channel. I stopped once more at a small, dark park, almost to Rita's house, and washed off carefully. I had to be neat and presentable. Getting yelled at by a furious woman should be treated as a semi-formal occasion. But imagine my surprise when I rang her doorbell a few minutes later. She didn't fling wide the door and begin to hurl furniture and abuse at me. In fact, she opened the door very slowly and carefully, half hiding behind it, as if badly frightened of what might be waiting for her on the other side. And considering that it was me waiting, this showed rare common sense. "Dexter?" she said, softly, shyly, sounding like she wasn't sure whether she wanted me to answer yes or no. "I didn't think you were coming." "And yet, here I am," I said helpfully. She didn't answer for a much longer time than seemed right. Finally, she nudged the door slightly more open and said, "Would you come in, please?" And if her uncertain, limping tone of voice, unlike any I had ever heard or used before, was a surprise, imagine how astonished I was by her costume.